comes over after the share. Uh-huh. But before the share, we start before and learn till the share.
Okay, so Berachat Chof Dalet, we speak about the concept of Mokom HaTfilah. Three things: Mokom HaTfilah, Tfilah B'Tzibur, and Shoshar Tzibur Mispala. So Mokom HaTfilah means that if it's a Mokom Kaddush, then there's a value to daven there, even if without a minion. Because if you miss the minion, you should still come to shul to daven in Mokom Kaddush. That's what the Gemara says. Tanya, Abba Ben Yomir Omer. Ein tefillah shel adam nishmas ella bebeis haknesses. That the person's tefillah is heard only in shul. Shenema lishmo al arina v'al tefillah. Bemokom rina sham tehei tefillah. So the shul is a mokom rina. Shabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's where you should have your tefillah, your bakashas.
How do you translate right now?
Singing? Yeah. What is it? You look what the Rashi says. Welcome, reading by Mesa Knesset, Shasham Omer Atziba Shiros, Fisishbochos, Bit Imas Kol Arif. So that's where we sing Shiros and Shishbochos, and welcome, Rina, Sham Day Tefillah. So here you see the value of the Beis Knesset on its own right, not necessarily with a minyan. And then there's a second halacha here on page 2 on Zayin Amid Beis at the bottom, where it says, Amalei Reb Yitzchak, Rav Nachman, Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, my time will also mar the Beis Knesset. That's Louis. How come you haven't come to shul to daven? I'm a lo yachilna. I couldn't face. Hash koichi, Rashi says. It was a bissel shvach. Yeah, bissel shvach. Tash koichi. I'm a lo yachilna. I'm a lay can't fill the mara servilitsly. So how come you didn't get 10 people to come to your home to daven? I'm a lay trichely mils. It's too much of a tirka. It's very good. 10 people. Yeah, for me.
Well, if he's too weak to go to shul, wouldn't it require strength to track down 9 or 10 other people to come to him?
Yeah, especially if he didn't have a telephone.
Yeah, you have to knock on doors and etc.
Who says v'lei malei mar l'shiluchin l'tzibura be'ida d'matz l'tzibura leisi v'lodi? See, not that in those days they didn't have a schedule of. They didn't have a thing like this. So you should tell, because the shamus should go tell you, oh, they're starting to daven now. So at least you'll be able to daven in the same zman. See, today we have, you don't have to have the shamus. You have on the schedule, assuming that you keep to the schedule. We're davening this time, so we'll daven this time.
They didn't have watches.
Yeah, they didn't have watches. They didn't have schedules. They didn't have calendars. Amalei Mai Kule Hai. Amalei Domer Yochem Shim Ben Yochai, page 3. Mai Dixi Vanis Rasi Lukhan Shem Esrosson. He must say Esrosson Beshashat Tzibur Mispala. So that's another halach. That Beshashat Tzibur Mispala is an Esrosson. So you have the Tefillah B'Tzibur, you're davening together with the Tzibur. Beis Knesses, even if there's no tzim. And then the Shasha Tzimur Mispalin means you're home and you're davening at the same time that the Tzimur is davening. That's the three in Yonim. Oh. So let's take a look in the on page 4 the Gemara of Avodah Zarah.
Sorry, is there any indication that one
part of the other? Well, Tzvila B'Tzibur is the when you mamish there together with the people. That should be the most important, right? You're davening with the Tzibur. You know, and the other two are a Chiddush. That there's a value B'Shoshat Tzibur Mispalim, and there's also a value into davening in a Beis Knesses alone. So let's take a look at the Gemara of Rezer and of Dalam and Beis. Amar Rav Yosef, the litzlus inish shlusa de musafe, the plashoi kamaisa, biyoma. So biyoma kama derei shaita biyachid. In other words, you shouldn't daven musaf biyachidus in the first 3 hours of the day in the Bechidus. Then became in the Mifkin Dina. Hashem is being done. So Dilma Ma'ayne Be'uvde V'dachfu Lai Midchi. In other words, Hashem is being done and maybe he's going to see that you'll be B'yochid. And then you don't want to be judged alone. So the Gemara says, "Ihochi the Tzibur Nami." So Tzibur also, we shouldn't dive in the first 3 hours because it's a Shas Adin. Tzibur Nefish is Chusei because Tzibur has. Has more schusim, a lot of schusim. Yehochi di yochid to tzafer nami lo. So to daven the yochid in the morning, tzafer to shachris also. Tfilas yotzer. Rashi says, "So why only Musaf?" She says, "Was kaven the ikatzibur the kamatzli lo kamatchi, because everyone's davening shachris then. So if you're davening bichidus, it's not such a bad thing, because you'll have the schus to daven b'shosha hatzibur mispalu.
Even if you don't know which tzibur it is,
right?" So the Gemara says the Amrit Shalosh Rishonos Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Osik B'Torah. But doesn't it say that the first 3 hours Hashem is Osik B'Torah? He's not down the world. And then the next three, he's down the world. Epoch that the Taka of the first 3 he is down. Was came the Yigit Zibur the Kamatzlo. Lo kamadchi. Yeah, so the Torah d'chsiv by emes k'siv emes k'nev lo musim k'rein kodesh baruch also l'fnim mishra sadin. But then the lo k'siv by emes kodesh baruch also l'fnim mishra sadin. Okay, but what do you see from here? You see from here that if you would be saying shacharis and the rest of the tzibur are saying shacharis, so then it's so you still have that you know, zchus, the koyach. But if you're going to daven musaf and no one else is davening musaf, so even though the rest of the people are davening shachos, so but your musaf and their shachos is not mitzvah. That's not considered b'shoshat tzibur mispalu. Shachris with Shachris, even though you're not together, Shachris Tzibur Mispalim, if you're going to daven Shachris and they're davening Shachris, even though you're not together with them, but it's the Shachar Tzibur Mispalim Shachris. But the Shachar Tzibur Mispalim Shachris and you're davening Musaf, then you don't get that koyach.
And same thing with Limchamar?
Yeah, any two. Trilis. In other words, if you're davening, right, if you have different shuls, different people. For some people, David Mitzvah, for other people, David Meyer. Yeah.
Yeah. Across the street or somewhere there, David Meyer.
Could that person join the Shemesh?
Yeah, he said the tree in Yana, right? And it was the tzibur, the shul, and the zman of the tzibur.
You don't download it, it's just down the shul.
Okay, so that's a chiddush, because you could have said that. Even a different tefillah, you could have said that. But apparently, is dafkawat, the same tefillah. But the shaila is, what about tefillah with tzibur? In other words, say I'm davening, say it's Rosh Chodesh, right? And the oilam is davening musaf, and I'm davening shachas. Is that called tefillah b'tzibur? What do you say?
You just said no, I thought.
What?
I thought you just said no.
I just said no?
Yeah.
Did I?
That's if you're home.
See, oh, so Yerushalmi says, no, but maybe there's a chilak. Because when you're home and they're in shul, and you want to have some tzirus, there's a shah shah tzibur mispalim, so then maybe it's only if it's the same tefillah. But if you're mamash and shul together, and everyone's davening ma'ar, if you're davening mincha, vice versa, maybe that's different. That's the shah. Or do we say no? Or do we say no? You know, Hanani, that it has to be the same tefillah, not only for the din of shah shah tzibur mispalim, but also for the din of what? Tefillah mitzibur. Do we make the extension, or do we say no? This Gemara is only the din of Bishar Shatzibur Mispalim, and not the din of Tefillah Mitzibur. What would you say? What's your intuition? Which way should it be? The Gemara says it by Bishar Shatzibur Mispalim. It doesn't say by Tefillah Mitzibur. But could we connect and say Tefillah Mitzibur, the same thing? What do we say? No. What would you say? What do you think is more mistaber?
Now, if that works, then you can have a minion factor where wherever you get the next six, whenever six people arrive, you start a new minion. Like you don't have to wait for 10 because you're just hired to the other four, and then the next four join you with the next six. That doesn't sound right.
So you think what? That it has to be what? The same tefillah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mincha with Mincha, not Mincha. Find out front of we say both.
Of course, but I. Yeah. But I want to hear what your score was.
Chavilas. He can't just lump Chavilas to, you know.
Mincha Chavilas means I can't lump things together. If I'm doing two different people are doing two mitzvahs together, they want to get finish it off.
Isn't that lucha if you go up to shul day and you have to start, let's say, Tzibur is finishing Tfilas Nachash, but the Shliach Tzibur is about to start, so you sometimes say, wait until the Shliach Tzibur starts, the Chazar Hashatz, then you can say your Tfilas Nachash with him, so it's considered Tfilas Tzibur. So,
as opposed to doing what?
Just starting davening on your own as soon as you walk into shul. So that
seems and where is the Tzibur up to?
Let's say they're about to finish Monasrei. You walk in late, so.
Right, that's the question. What should you do?
What should you do? Wait, Tzibur. So it's considered to have a Tzibur no matter when you start, then it shouldn't matter.
Right. Well, so let's take a look at the Mogen Avraham. Let's take a look at a little bit the Mogen Avraham. Okay, this is the Mogen Avraham. Page 12. So the Shtar Adam the Spiral makes a Knesset Simot Sibur. If you honest, in Yahoo level, the basic Knesset. Kavin was Paul Bashar Shatim was Paul. So then he says, in the middle of the Mogen Avraham in Yud Zayin, he says, Mashma Vodazara, the Mispal Musaf Bashar Shatim was Paul Shachas, Lomiki Bashar Shatim was Paul. That's not called Bashar Shatim and Mishpalim. This is Shabbat Hoysis, the Mishpalim, Bashar Shatim and Mishpalim, and Sulas and Iskas, of Elaine and Nishmas. And the Tosis says, the din of Bashar Shatim and Mishpalim is that Tefillah won't be pushed away, but it won't get the full acceptance. Well, Elaine and Nishmas, Elaine, not Tzibur, basic lessons. Take a look at the Machzis Hashem on page 13. Mashma b'vodazara, Tamar of Yosef, l'lifli inish musa b'reishad b'shimel shos b'shonus b'neyom das charan af l'mala, no ma'im u'uvdi matkin l'tfilost. B'par ha-shas, yichach yafilu t'fil ha-shachiz gam kem lo yispal b'gimel shos b'shonus b'shon y'kevan de tzibur namri matzli. As Shachar is in Tzilos and Nitzches, Kevin Spal and Kopal Spal. In the field of Shachar, Shachar, whatever I'm saying over the Gemara. I'm just saying over the Gemara. Now, the Eliyahu Rabbah he writes on page 15 at the bottom, on the right column. שעצים ומפעלם, שזה מלכה וזה מערב. כדאל. אפשר לספר מערב, but when he says, fourth line on the left side. So the rabbi is the one who makes that chila. That only but if you mamish together, shul, you're davening a different shmona esrei than everyone else. That's okay.
There, the Shemoneh Esrei is the same as opposed to Shacharis and this stuff. It's different.
Right, that's true. But you want to say that maybe Shacharis, maybe it's Pashut that even Shacharis and Mincha could be B'Shach Shatzimim Spalim, with Filim Tzimim. The only time there's a Chiluk maybe is by Musaf. Because Musaf and Shacharis are different words. That could be. Oh, so there's a tshuva from Yitzchak Ochanan, the Bear Yitzchak. I always tell my talmidim that you can go through the whole education in yeshivas from Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan and not learn one piece of Torah from Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan, because like usually that's not the person that people are quoting, even though he was the Gadol Hador. He was bigger than everybody.
So
I'll tell you the answer. You probably heard me say it.
He's answering the big question.
No, it was right. In other words, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was the Gadol of Israel, but who was he teaching? He was teaching like teenagers. He was teaching youth. But Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, his audience were the generation. He was even above them, but they were so mainly the people given or not think the average Shiva boy is exposed to the halacha of that level. So but Moshe came. And Mulchan is teaching his Talmidim the svaras, the basic ideas that, like, you know, that a yeshiva boy was, and that is attracted to him, who's learning for many, many years and is in Gila Hara. So then that's who Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan is speaking to. But most people are not learning in yeshiva when they were never got level. So that's why it's not going to be done in the yeshiva system. Like, I tell me to expose the musical. See, the point is at that door. You have to realize, like, when the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, went for Haskama to the Mishnah Berurah, he was one of the people that gave the
why did Rabbi Ochanan theological seminary name itself as such?
I think that he just had passed away. But they wanted to do, I think Dr. Lehman said they wanted to do something in his memory. And that's how they named it. Let's see what he was about. You know the famous, I don't know, he's Reb Chaim or Reb Chaim. They say, I heard over the name of Reb Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker, see, the Dayan in Brisk was Reb Simcha Zelig, Rieger. He was the Dayan in Brisk. And I assume he dealt with all the Shilas. But when the Shila that they needed the Gadol Hador, then they went to Reb Yitzchak Chacham. Rav Chaim went to Rav Yitzchak Chacham. And you know the way the famous, I said, some over. He would tell Rabbi Yitzchak Chochon, just tell me the psak and I'll follow. Don't tell me as far as, but any svar, I'll be able to slug up the svar. So just tell me the psak and I'll follow the psak.
Refer to the Gadol in Hador generally.
That's a good question. A lot of times,
right?
Yeah, it depends what circles you are. In the Litvish circles, they have a big Rosh Yeshiva who not necessarily is.
Gershon is not the Gadol Psak, right? But
Gershon. Oh. Yeah, I mean, but sometimes, like Rav Yashiv, who the God of that Haredi world? So.
Shach more.
Right. Shach and the disciple of Shach. And then Rav Yashiv. Whatever, but.
Rav Shach was not as big in Psak as
Yashin, right.
He would regard as the
Gadol, even though
the two of them were
right. The same time. Right. So what's the question? The question is, say you come to shul late on Rosh Chodesh, and the tzibur is davening Musaf, and he didn't even daven Shachas yet. He walks in, they're holding by Musaf. So what should he do? Should he daven Musaf with the tzibur? Well, should he? No. So daven Shachris first, even though then he'll daven Musaf later. And he's not even holding by Shachris because he first has to daven, up to Gal Yisrael, etc. So what should be the proper hanhaga for a person who walks in late to shul? You can walk in the Shabbos, holy by Musaf, very late. We walk in the Rosh Chodesh. Should you daven with the tzibur right away, Musaf? Or no, maybe it's not right to daven Musaf before Shabbos. I'm giving a Shia call. I'll call you back. He says, "Achel l'dina nira lomar diyochol is pal musaf imatzibur, afshol is pal shachris." So Rav Yitzchak Chodesh says you should daven musaf right away with the tzibur, even though you didn't daven shachris yet. Why? Because you daven mavur b'menachas. Ein chadav kariv kodesh tamish al shach. But the problem is, how can you daven musaf before the shachris? Just like by korbanis, you're not supposed to bring the korban before the.
What do you mean most of it too?
Well, most of it, what you'll do later. So he says that the Gemara in Menachos says, and Tosis quotes it, maybe that's just a heder. That's not likuva. In other words, if you would bring a korban before the korban tamid, so then so it's not that the katchila, but still yotze. So he says kevin the evad kasher. So he says since the evad it's kasher. So then, so as soon as the evidence kosher, then you can buy a korban. Okay, but tefila, lo tiktu kenegdam, rashi b'dievid ma'akif. He says a big yisod. Then, in other words, anything that is b'dievid kosher by a korban, you can even do l'chatchila by tefila. But if the only things they took from Korbanos, so they put into Hilchas Tefila, are things that are ma'akev, yevil b'dievid, the Korbanos, and then they transferred it to Hilchas Tefillah. But things that are only on Lechatchila Karbanos, they want they to transfer. That's what he says. Came the B'dievet Kosh. So to bring the Karban Musaf before Shacharis is good B'dievet. It's a B'dievet thing. But it's good B'dievet. So then when it comes to Hilchas Tefillah, even Lechatchila, you can do it. And obviously, Lechatchila is the control of time. But it means that you... If you're now in a situation like that, so
yeah. When that kind of scenario, like most people think they're
yeah. No, we're gonna have a separate shiur about how much overlap do you have to have with the tzibur to be considered tzibur. Because if you dive in later, but you start the Shon Esrei, the same Shon Esrei, but you started later, is that called Tefillah with Tzibur or not? And then the Shaila that you raised, but if you're diving with the Chazar Sashatz, is that called Tefillah with Tzibur? So those are future Shiurim and so. Okay. He says, Re'isi on page 18 at the bottom left. Re'isi be'aliyah rabba, shecholak al ha'mogen Avram. Mashikosim she mispal mitha, mishah shatzibu mispal ha'mariv, she'en zet fila b'tzibur. Now, my question is, did Mogen Avram really say that? I don't know, did the Mogen Avram, I mean, that Mogen Avram we saw, unless there's another Mogen Avram that we didn't see. Whereas we saw that Eliyahu Rabbah. Because Mogen Avraham was quoted that it has to be the same tefillah. And Eliyahu Rabbah, he learns that from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And then Eliyahu Rabbah made that chilah. That when you're together, this, if you're in a different location, then it's not considered Shasha Tzim's problem. If you get in the same room, not. So the other Rav says it is considered tefillah b'tzibur if you're in the same room. So that's Rav Yitzchak Chochanan's p'sach. That Rav Yitzchak Chochanan's p'sach was the David Musaf with the tzibur. And Rav Moshe Feinstein disagreed. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagreed, and he said. No, because it's not right to daven Todav Shein or Todav, so you should daven Shacharis first before Musaf. Well, that's depending what you hold on that topic. The Russians are choosing here. He writes. That was his shishita, Rav Moshe. One who argues with it. But it's interesting. Okay, so that's a machlokes. This way you get tefillah b'tzibur. Right, you get tefillah b'tzibur that you're davening musaf, according to Magen Avraham. But I'm not totally convinced the Magen Avraham. Did the Magen Avraham really ever say it? Did he? Or was the Magen Avraham just talking about b'shasha tzibur b'spalim? And that's what the Elyon Rabba had a fine on him. But that was, I think he might say, I mean, I didn't zero the whole truth with here, but it could be he held that if you're not going to daven musaf together with the tzibur, then it won't be tefillah b'tzibur. So you might as well daven musaf. And tefillah b'tzibur is more important than the other considerations. Rav Moshe held no, Tadr of Shein Tadr is more important, so therefore you have to daven Shacharis first, because Shacharis is more Tadr. Oh, so it's interesting. Rav Harfinis has an interesting Shaila. We got the discussion we had that it's a value to daven a shul, even not the tzibur. So he writes here on page 28. The stapachti ayum sharbei batei med joshim masnim shul yochol and kedushas beis medrash. Well, technically speaking, if you have a beis kedushas, or maybe even a beis medrash, you're not allowed to eat there. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to say dvar metalim. You know what Dvar Metela means? Doesn't mean Lashon Hara. Doesn't mean Dvar Metela means anything that's not Torah Tefillah. So therefore, if you go ahead, we finished davening, we're folding up whatever. I say, Nu, how are you? How's the day? That's called Dvar Metela. Even though it's nice, I can be friendly. It's good, you should be friendly. But not in the shul. You're not allowed to do that in the shul.
It's a mitzvah, no?
It's not a mitzvah, it's an avera.
Shoel bishlomov shel avera?
It's an avera. It's an avera. So what's Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. So what's the heter? People do it all the time. So what's the heter? But it's also. So what's the heter? So you know what Rav Moshe says? Because there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Megillah, whether you can build a shul ala tanai, and you build ala tanai, then you're allowed to do certain things that are not. You can't mamish do something that's totally out of character, but if you build ala tanai, then you can do things that are mechubadik, but not really things that should be done in a shul. So it's machloket. Rashi says you can make a shul ala tanai, and therefore you can do other things in the shul. If it's mamash out of character too much, and even Rashi's mind, holus and things like that. Tosfos says no, you can only do ala tanai if the shul is no longer functioning shul. So then it's still kadosh, but now we're going to let you ala tanai do other things. That's Tosfos's sheet. How do we pass it?
You know, the predecessor to this shul, the Al-Tanai shul, I think there's some who say that
Al-Tanai means Al-Tanai.
That it was really Al-Tanai. Right.
So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that the Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos, that Al-Tanai doesn't help. But he says that the Minhag HaOlam is to paskin not like the Shulchan Aruch. And that's why people make a Kiddush or have Shal Shudas and a Shtibel, because they say, I make it Alatnai. And according to Shitas Rashi, that Alatnai works even if the shul is still functioning as a shul. So that's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos. So according to Shulchan Aruch, Alatnai doesn't work, b'binyano. And therefore, but he says that since Alatnai works, and with Halozich of Shitas Rashi, that it works even b'binyano, so that's the heter why when you're folding your talents, it's filling. You can go to your next door neighbor and say, how are you? How's everything going? Etc. But if not for that, the Iger Din of Shulchan Aruch, that's Dvarim Asurim. Even though it's not nothing to do with Lashon Hara. It's not part of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses to do so. To speak anything in the shul that's not Torah and Tefillah, even if friendly and things we encourage.
We're not in a shul.
And so that's what Moshe says. It must be that we're philosophy of Shita's Rashi, that it's that you can even do it. And he says, Moshe, that's our Elizabeth, New Jersey, what's the name of being idle, my person in the shul can be basically less. So Moshe said, you're right, it's not called basically less, but anyway, we're makel to what? Like a kiddush in the shul? I don't mean, if you have a big shul with many rooms, that's not the shul. Here, the shul means the room that you're davening. Still eat shudas, have a kiddush or something like that. Have a Hanukkah mesiba, something like that.
So I don't understand. Can you repeat what the...
So Rav Harfenis has a shaila, a suffix, that if it's alatnai, does it still have the chashivas that to daven there without a minyan? Because it's Allah Tanai, so maybe it's Allah Tanai, so it's not really a shul. Sees Mesupuk. But I always thought that Belsky spoke about this once, but I always thought that it is a shul, even if it's Allah Tanai, because still there are restrictions. In other words, Allah Tanai doesn't mean you can have a football game here. In other words, Allah Tanai means something that's still covetic, but it's not really covered. That you should do in the shul. Hmm. It says the Arizal would not speak like a drasha of the shul, you know, Ad Kedei Kach. I remember when I was in Boston in the summers, I davened sometimes in the Tolner shul of Salvechik's son-in-law, Professor Isidore Tversky. And he never said a drasha in the shul. It was a side room where they had the kiddush, and that's where he would speak. He would take you had a pile of svarim, and he would open up every sefer he would quote from. He would read it inside. He would open it up. He would take his magnifying glass, and he would read it word for word in that sefer, and finish with that sefer, put it down, and the next sefer. Etc. But he didn't give a drasha at least when I was there. It was always in the side room. But that's their reason. Should even give a drasha because that could lead to. So there are very few shuls today that are on that madrega that they didn't make, that we're not, we don't speak to Varga Talim, we don't speak, So the sort of orphanage is. No, because I remember Rav Belsky once gave a shiur. The whole reason he gave the shiur in Brooklyn. They were building a new shul, whatever, whole story. But he quoted the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha has a kasha that stira. The Shulchan Aruch paskens you can't make a tanai in the shul like Tosfos, but yet with the Aron Kodesh, he says you can make a tanai in the Aron Kodesh and you can put the face, the pushka in the Aron Kodesh or other things in the Aron Kodesh. But by a shul, he can't. So he has the kasha, the Be'er Halacha, Chafetz Chaim asks, what's the chilek? How come you can't make it tonight by a shul, but the Aron Kodesh you can? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha's teretz was that if you're going to make a tonight on the shul, then it's not a shul. And there's a chiv to have a shul in every community, not just a place, not just some nice guy is going to lend his basement, but it has to be a real shul. A shul means that it's, so if you're going to make it tonight in the shul, you'll lose the bits of the shul. But there's no Indian that you have to have an aron. It could be a box. It doesn't have to be a shame aron. If it's a box, it's also good. So Mela, you can make it tonight on the aron, it'll be a box because you're putting other things in it also. But if it's a shul, there's a chiv to have a shul. The Tosefta says, we're koifin on the people to give money to have a shul. So that he is assumed that if you want to make the tonight, it won't be a shul. But I always thought not like that, Be'er Halacha. I thought that no, you make it tonight, it's not a full hit, but it's still a shul because, as I said, a tonight is a limitation. That tonight. Again, you can. Maybe you can speak for him, Taylor. But Dorf Taylor means, you know, how are you? What's doing? You know, and you can eat things that are still covered, but not totally out of character. So you see that because of the Kedusha's base classes. That's the. So that's why I thought also. That still has a din. There was, if you daven bichidus, you daven the shul, even though there's some people that drink here, and still consider davening in the base class. And you get the maila of davening in the shul. That's what I said. Oh, one last thing. There's a truva from the Maram Rutenberg. Page 9. Well, Amadir is Chaveiro, Das Rabim. In other words, you make a neder that your friend can't come to your house. Could you be Mata the neder? So he can come in because there's a shul in the house. And the neder al Das Rabim, you can't make a Torah unless it's a Dvar Mitzvah. He's there at the Dvar Mitzvah. Says came to kavul hamakom utfilosim. Yochel hatir didol lelech the base knesses. Just the dvar mitzvah even to daven in the shul. So he says that he permits it, and that's the truth of the Maram Rutenberg, and it's quoted in the. Go to Shulchan Aruch, page 10. Neder shal das rabin ein lo hatar, the lo daitam. And then he says, unless you have a mitzvah. So he says, aga, misha nishba shaloi kareis chaveiro lebeisa. So you can't, it takes a shul that your friend can't come into your house, and there's a shul in the house. Mikri dvar mitzvah. Matir lo shayavu chaveiro lespalo. The rabbin. So that's okay. So these are the inyanim that are relevant for the three things that we're talking about here. One is mokum tefila, even if it's not a minyan, and tefila b'tzibur. Well, and as we have a future shiur, we'll talk more about it. Davening with the tzibur. And then Shoshat Sibu Mispala. And then we made distinctions between maybe if you're davening different Shmon Esrays, then it might not be Shoshat Sibu Mispala, but it might be still But if you're together in the same room, even though you're davening milcha, it might be still tefillah mitzvah. Okay.
Yeah,
Good night.